partition was horror. It was hell on earth. It was the stories of the partition are dispatches from hell. It's as if we found the most innovative ways to kill, torture, rape. And in some ways, that violence didn't end at the moment of partition. The partition is unending and ongoing. What India was, perhaps on paper, was a democratic secular republic, which under the BJP was quickly transformed into a Hindu Rashtra for all purposes. And now what we're really heading towards is some form of an apartheid state in which discrimination is institutionalized. It's not that communal violence, caste violence, inequality are new to India. But what you're seeing is a systematic, consolidated effort to create Muslims and other minority communities as well into second-class citizens. This is being done in a systematic way, from laws that criminalize what you eat, whom you love, where you can stay. The loss of the partition remains. The borders that divided the subcontinent remains. But what it really does is that it creates a space for violence to be repeated over and over again. It demands of the Muslims and minorities of this country the same question over and over again: do you belong here? And increasingly, they are being told that they don't, which is unfair, illegal, unconstitutional. But more importantly, it means that if they don't belong here, what is your plan for them? What does it mean to say that so many of them don't belong here? And I think that answer in Modi's India could have some alarming results. Some of it already playing out right now. People are losing their homes many times over. And I think that sentiment that started with the partition is still ongoing, that people will continue to lose their homes many times over. And I can't think of something more violent than that, losing your home, not once, not twice, but over and over again. What the partition taught us was that deep divisions, fueled by questions of hate, can quickly destroy a community. And what you're really seeing today is that we're seeing a society that is completely consumed and thriving on hate. There is much for us to learn. History teaches, but we refuse to learn from it.